Snow showers Friday, can go swimming tomorrow. Don't like the weather? Wait 24 hours. Anyways, we indeed are a blessed people here on this Palm Sunday, gathered together here in God's holy house on sacred ground. Let's give God our very best today. Let's give God our very best right now. Don't worry about this afternoon or tomorrow. But let's give him the best that we have right now. Check all your baggage at the door. All the concerns, worries about what you're going to do this afternoon, where you're going to go this week. I know it's Holy Week, but right now, right here, is all that matters. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we give you thanks for today. We give you thanks for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us. And Lord, we gather together here in this place to worship you and to praise you, to scrape off the crud of the world and to become more like Jesus. We gather together in this place, God, as a testimony to the rest of the world that we are your children called by your name and that you are more important to us than anything the world has to offer. And so we gather together in this place to bring you honor and glory. Come, Holy Spirit, come and make it so. Fill us all with love for one another and especially with love for you. For we ask it all in Jesus' name, and all of God's children said,
Amen.
And the peace of Christ be with you.
Also with you.
Let's greet one another.
Good morning, everyone. As you're heading back to your seats, let's us begin with our informality here at the church. If you look in your bulletins, our April memory verse is listed at the top. Let's repeat that twice. John 11:35, Jesus wept. John 11:35, Jesus wept. Diane has an announcement.
This week is Living Last Supper, Tuesday and Thursday. We hope that everybody's planning on coming and bringing some visitors with you. It's a wonderful time for the whole community of Irwin. I still need some help. First of all, I'm going to need people to bring cookies for Tuesday. So as we have a reception for all of our guests, that's when the majority of the community come in. So if you can bring cookies, you can sign up on the second sheet or just bring them any time on Tuesday would be great. The important thing is right now for Tuesday and Thursday, we have a great need of people to staff the nursery. If there are no kids, then you can come up and watch the show. You don't need to do it both nights. Pick one night, come see the show on the other night. This is the top sheet on the clipboard. And if you can give us an hour or so of your time, I know Kim, who's in charge of the nursery, would really, really appreciate it. Because she'd like to see the show, too, at least one night. So if you're able to help on that, please sign up for that. Thank you. I'll give that to you. And then, now, April 30th is Holy Humor Sunday, when we continue to celebrate the joy of the Easter season. And I have this hat because it was, I had to leave it on because I was out all day cutting down all of those palms to give you today. And it was really hot in the sun, so I had to have a straw hat. But anyway, on April 30th, I ask you to wear a hat of some sort. Wear something on your head. Be creative. And that'll be at both services. After the second service, there's a luncheon so that we ask that you bring a holy humor dish to pass. Now, this can be anything. It must be edible. You can name it anything you want and have it served 10 to 12 people. So I hope everybody will be there to help us share the joy of the Easter season. Thank you.
As you saw from your bulletin, there are many announcements this week. It's a very busy Holy Week. I'm going to start off by saying a special thank you to Jean and Laurie, who hosted and planned the Easter egg hunt for today. I understand that it was a wonderful Easter egg hunt, and that if you haven't been part of it, and I have not, and since Ethel's going to kill me if I ask her to come up, I'm not going to ask her to do it. She said that it was just wonderful. She had organized that Easter egg hunt years ago when her son was little. But how it has grown, both with the children, the activities, and the spirituality of it, she was very impressed. And we want to give a special thank you to all those involved. Also, this week there are no Methodist men. If you ordered candy, it's ready for you in the assembly room. Also, please be aware that Holy Week services on Friday, we're going to have the Walk of the Cross, which begins at noon at the First Presbyterian Church. That is also a very wonderful spiritual thing to do this week. Please take notice of anything else in the bulletin that may apply to you, and be here when you need to be. Okay, let's begin our worship.
This is Palm Sunday. As we entered the city of Jerusalem, the crowds came out to greet us, and they were shouting, "Hosanna to the King! Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." They were waving their palm branches and placing their coats along the road as Jesus went by. The whole city came out to give Jesus a royal reception, a hero's welcome, a citywide party.
I am Judas. I do not remember that day the same way. To me, the cheers were shallow and the celebration was short-lived. For in the background, the chief priests, the scribes, and the Pharisees, the Sadducees, and the Herodians were green with envy and red with anger. They set their traps with tricky words and bought their spy, me, with 30 coins. They prepared to kill the Son of God.
Today is a day of paradox. Today the king rode into the capital city on a lowly donkey. Today he cried at his royal reception. Today the cheers barely held back the dumb beats of doom. Today, when this room should be filled with candles of joy and celebration, only the Christ candle will remain. And today I must ask you, were you counted among the crowd who waved your branches and shouted, "Hosanna to the King! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord." And I also must ask you, will you be counted among the crowd who later this week will cry, "Crucify him! Crucify him!"
Please stand for the call to worship. Praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary.
Praise God in his mighty firmament.
Praise God for his mighty deeds.
Praise God for his exceeding greatness.
Praise God with trumpet sound.
Praise God with lute and harp.
Praise God with tambourine and dance.
Praise God with strings and pipe.
Praise God with sounding cymbals.
Praise God with loud clashing cymbals.
Let everything that breathes praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Remain standing for our hymn of praise, number 278.
All right. One more. Hey, who loves us? Jesus loves us, bunches and bunches. No matter where we go, no matter what we do, Jesus loves us all, bunches and bunches. Hey, how many of you have ever been to a parade? Let me scoot through here. I need to get out here. Okay. So you've been to parades. Do you like parades? Yeah? Okay, hold on. Let me get something here. I need some volunteers. Need some volunteers. If you'll just come out here in the aisle with me. Yeah. Some more. Need some folks. Let's make a good one here for the kids. Some more. Give me another volunteer. Yes, good. Come on here. Okay. You're going to go out this door, and you're going to come up that door, and you're just going to walk in front of the kids, and when you walk by them, wave to them, you know, because you guys are in a parade, and this time, you're going to throw some candy at them, okay? I forgot about that first service, okay? All right, so after you, spread it out a little bit when you go by them. Oh, boy. We're going to go to a parade. There's going to be a parade here, so get ready. Just sit out here. Sit along. If you want to sit somewhere else, come out here and sit on the edge. Here comes a parade. Oh, boy. Look, candy. Yay. Hey, I didn't say give it all away. Wow, cool, fun. Okay. Thank you to our parade members. All right. A parade, wasn't that? That's so much fun. You know, and what's today? Today is, yes, Palm Sunday. Palm Sunday, and we celebrate the day that Jesus was in a parade as he entered into Jerusalem. There were a whole bunch of his followers, his disciples, all around him, going before him and after him. And the people lined the streets, and they waved their palm branches, and they spread their cloaks on the ground, and they spread the branches on the ground, and it was like a parade. Everybody was excited to see Jesus. We should always be that excited to see Jesus. So come on up here. Let's huddle up. Well, dear Heavenly Father, help us to share the excitement of Jesus coming into our church, into our hearts. Help us to share that excitement with our friends. For this we pray in Jesus' name. And all of God's children said,
Amen.
Amen. Anybody have a joy that they're just busting at the seams to share? Okay, if anybody is joyful, thankful to God for anything, raise your hand. Wave it in the air. Say, praise the Lord.
Praise
the Lord. Okay. All right, pens and pencils. Pens and pencils. This is our prayer homework. Everybody's prayer homework. We want to remember Shirley Cooper family, Virginia's sister, who passed away yesterday in South Carolina. And we want to pray for little Lucy and for Mrs. Patton and the Boyd family. We would like prayers for Charlie, my Uncle Bruce, Sister Midge, for victims of violence all over the world, particularly in Syria at this time.
Traveling work, of course, is for people who are visiting family.
A lot of travelers, yes, that's right, Connie. A lot of people traveling this holiday season, so pray for traveling mercies. For our church, for our country, and our country's leaders. A lot of things to pray about. But our prayers are powerful. Don't Please don't take them for granted. Don't pass it off on somebody else, but spend some time in prayer with God. Other concerns?
For Steve.
Steve. Pray for Steve.
My grandmother, Eleanor.
Let's pray for Eleanor. There's a special church plant, a church that's being started for special needs people. And we want to keep that church plant, it's called, in our prayers. Anybody else have a special request? Okay, Dominic. If you have an unspoken request for God, raise your hand. God knows what's on your heart. He knows what the details are. And we always say, Lord, hear our prayers. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come before you in Jesus Christ's holy name. And God, we give you thanks for all the blessings that you bestowed upon us. We indeed are a blessed people. Guide us and direct us in the way that you would have us go with our blessings, Lord, no matter how small or how great they are, no matter how much they mean to us. Help us to put you in charge of those blessings. And God, we lift up to you all of our prayer requests today, spoken and unspoken. And pray for Shirley's family and the Boyd family, for Charlie and Steve, for Uncle Bruce and Midge, for our church. We pray for our country and our country's leaders. We pray, Lord, for not just peace all over the world, but we pray for comfort and for those who are victims of violence in our country and out of our country. We pray, God, that you would meet their needs. We pray for Dominic and Eleanor. We pray for traveling mercies, Lord, for all those who are on the road. We pray for that special new church, Lord, for people with special needs. And God, we also lift up to you the unspoken request as well. We believe, God, help our unbelief. And we know that you are greater than any problem that anybody has. Philippians 4:19, you, my God, will supply all our need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Romans 8:28, we know that in all things God works together for the good of those who love him and who are called according to his purpose. In all things, thank you, Lord. Greater is he that is in us than he that is in this world. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. With you, God, all things are possible. Your word will never fail. The chastisement of our peace is upon Jesus, and by his stripes we are healed. We have favor with God and man. It is written. All this is written, Lord. It's your word. We believe it. Thank you. We will be careful to give you and you alone all the honor and the glory and the praise in Jesus' name, who taught us to pray, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. And if the ushers will come forward at this time, we worship God with the giving of our tithes and our offerings. Thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity to give back to you just a small portion of that which you have blessed us with. And Lord, we give to you our lives, all that we have, all that we hope to be, as living sacrifices. Do with us in these offerings what you want. And Lord, we pray that you would bless and multiply them and use them for the spreading of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Bless both gift and giver, those who were able to give and those who weren't. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Please remain standing as we read the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 11. Let us hear this word of the Lord. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethphage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest heaven!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Thank you, Lord, for the reading of your holy word. Please be seated. Well, I'm going to tell you, between our opening with the disciples and with the children's lesson and this, if you go home from here and you don't know what Palm Sunday is, you've been sleeping. Palm Sunday. It's a glorious day. A day that was greatly misunderstood by the people. You know. First off, though, let me tell you. Growing up in Port View, Bonnie and I, we really enjoyed as kids going to the Fireman's Fair. Fireman's Fair, oh, it was so much fun. It was during the summer, and it was held down at Romine Avenue School. The ball field is where they parked all their ambulances and fire trucks, emergency vehicles, and behind the school on the playground were all the booths with the games and the food and all that. And there were just tons of people. It was always so crowded. And then during the week, I think it was it Wednesday that they had the parade on? What day was the parade? Sunday? Friday. Okay, Friday. Anyways, we would get all excited about going down to the parade. I don't know, how many people here like parades? Like parades? They're a lot of fun, you know. It's Thanksgiving Day, I always get up a little early, watch Macy's Day Parade, and you go down and you'd get a seat on the curb, or else you bring a chair, and then you'd wait. And people would be running back and forth across the street and be waving to each other, and hey, you know, and you're just having so much fun. And then all of a sudden you'd hear that noise way off in the distance. And they're coming, here they come, oh boy, get so excited. And they're coming down, and then you start to hear sirens and everything, you know. And then the marching bands, they come by you, and the fire trucks and the ambulances, and except, you know, when they get right next to you and they'd blow the whistle, just, you know, blow your ears out. But and then sometimes there were horses and clowns and the candy being thrown out. And, oh, it was just love parades. A really good time. And then there's that parade always that we have in December or at the end of November, the Christmas parade. And at the end of that, who's the dignitary that we're all waiting to see? Santa Claus, yeah. Now, Jesus' parade when he was going into Jerusalem was not as extensive, as fancy as all this. But nonetheless, it was a big to-do. There were people lining the streets both sides, and they were shouting and hollering as they cut down branches to wave in the air and throw out on the road, taking off their coats, laying them out on the road, and there were a bunch of disciples in front of Jesus and behind him, all these followers, and Jesus was riding on the colt, the foal of a donkey, on the coats that they put on him, and they were all shouting, "Hosanna! Hosanna to the Son of David! Hosanna in the highest heaven! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!" And they're just shouting away, and people were like, "Who is this? Who is this? What's going on?" And more people were coming out. You know, this is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth, the one who raised the dead and healed the sick, who fed all those people, thousands of people, with just a few loaves of bread and a few fish. He fed all them people. And he walked on water, you know, and he's the one that's going around preaching good stuff and teaching people all about love. And they go, "Yeah, this is Jesus." And they're just waving them palm branches. They said, "He's coming to Jerusalem, and it's Passover week. He must be here to be king." They were expecting a king. They were expecting Jesus to declare himself for the throne. See, because the people knew from experience that whenever Israel got into a jam, and they were attacked by an enemy and oppressed, all they had to do was keep crying out to God, and God would raise up somebody, a judge, a mighty prophet, to lead them in rebellion and to kick out the intruders. And so for the most of the people were there worshiping Jesus, just praising him and shouting, "Hosanna, Hosanna," because they figured with his power from God and everything, he would drive out the Roman rulers. And he would establish freedom once again in Israel. Oh, they were excited. Man, this is the day. This is the time. Jesus is here. And they didn't get it. And it was a real big clue. Jesus came riding in on a donkey. Not on a horse. Not on a war horse. A steed. A charger. He came in on a donkey. He wasn't the political king they thought he was. For years and years, I was involved in the Last Supper. We first got married, Bonnie and I. We were at this Glassport United Methodist Church, and they did a Last Supper ministry, much like you do here. They had the hard walls that they put up with the scenery painted on them, and they had spotlights, and we wore makeup and robes and a table set up to look all like Leonardo da Vinci's painting. And we would do that Last Supper portrayal. Well, over the years, it evolved, and we did away with the hardwood sides, and we got PVC pipe and made a frame all the way around the table and hung heavy drapes off of it, and then we attached floodlights to the PVC pipe inside the drapes. And then we were able to take it on the road. Now, it took a lot of work to put that frame together, but once it was all done and the spotlights were hung up there, we had them all on one switch. And so 7 o'clock at night, it was dark out, and we'd turn off all the lights in the church, whatever church we'd go to, and somebody would pull the curtains back, and then they'd hit that switch, and we'd all be in our pose. And when that light came on, you could hear the whole congregation go, oh, you know, just an audible gasp, wow, you know. And then we would go through our parts. And eventually, even that continued to grow and develop, and we did away with the PVC pipe and the curtain and the makeup, and we just used the tables. And we would put it on like 15 times a year, travel around to different churches, tri-state area. And it come all the way down to about 5 churches is the last thing we were doing. And I ended up playing a number of parts at the table. Well, I was doing this sermon, always thinking about what illustration can I use. What came to me was the part of Simon the Zealot. And if you look at Leonardo da Vinci's painting, all the way to the right on the end, the last disciple is Simon the Zealot. Now, the Zealots back in Jesus' day, they were just wacko people, crazy, fanatics. They were so passionate about everything. But his part, a few of his lines in his part really struck me. Let me tell you. I am Simon the Zealot. Some people call me Simon Zelotes. Before Jesus called me, I belonged to a group of hot-headed, bloodthirsty revolutionaries known as the Zealots. We were all for armed rebellion against Rome. We believed in crushing our enemies under our heels and establishing the ancient glory that was Israel's in the days of David and Solomon. But Jesus has told us about another kind of kingdom, the kingdom of the human heart, where God reigns supreme. Since he has told me, I have changed my mind and also my allegiance. He has shown us that the conquest of the human heart is the only true, lasting, and sincere conquest. So I have given him my deepest devotion and my highest loyalty. I have surrendered myself completely to him, to think his thoughts, to serve as he serves, to obey as he obeys, and to love those whom he loves. Oh, don't get me wrong now, this surrender has not imprisoned me, but rather it has set me free for the first time in my life. And I'm not afraid of Rome any longer. Oh, Rome is mighty, but God is almighty. And we will conquer Rome by outliving and outloving her in the name of the God whom Jesus has revealed unto us. Jesus, whom we all call our Lord and our Savior. There's more to it about the betrayal, but you'll have to come Tuesday and Thursday night to hear the rest. Kingdom of the human heart, where God reigns supreme. Jesus would say that later on in the week. He came in there on Palm Sunday and a triumphant entry into Jerusalem, which is the center of their worship, the Jewish worship. People would travel for days and weeks every year to get there for the festivals. And they would make a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. It was the holy city. He came riding in on that Sunday, knowing that 5 days later he would be crucified. He came in there not as a political king, but as a king of the human heart. 5 days later, Pilate would say to him, "Are you a king?" And he would say, "My kingdom is not of this world." because he's the king of the human heart, your heart and mine. Our bodies represent Jerusalem. It says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, "Do you not know that your bodies are the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in you and was given to you by God?" Do you not know that your bodies, mine, are the temple of the Holy Spirit who lives in us and was given to us by God? You are not your own. You were bought at a price. Therefore, honor God with your bodies. 1 Corinthians 6:19. Every Sunday, we have a parade as we gather together, coming down the roads, leaving our houses, getting into our cars, driving here. That's a parade for the world to see, a parade of the faithful gathering together to worship Jesus. And we gather together here in this place to lift high the name of Jesus, to cry out, "Hosanna," to cry out, "Praise the Lord," to cry out, "Lord, hear our prayers, Son of David. Hosanna in the highest heaven." See, 5 days, Jesus would reign supreme as King forever, King over sin, King of our lives. That's Palm Sunday, that parade into Jerusalem. That's what it was all about. He came to save us. I don't know about you, but if I knew I only had 5 days left to live, I'm not sure what I'd do. But Jesus was a man on a mission, riding on a donkey, on a colt of a donkey. Did it for you and me. So take your palm leaves home with you and make a cross out of them, hang them in your car, hang them in the house, and every time you see them, think. Just stop and smell the roses and say, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for what you've done for me." And let the world know what Jesus has done for them. God loves you, and so do I. Now, we're going to stand and sing this next song. It was the first time I've ever sang it, first service, and it's fun. I really like it. And if you feel like dancing, you have my permission. Palm Sunday. I hope Jesus has made a triumphant entry into your heart. If not, don't put it off. Invite him in. There are our friends and family who need to hear the good news, who need to see us getting excited about worship, because Jesus needs to make an entry into their heart where he can reign supreme. So spread the good news. Dear Heavenly Father, we pray that you fill us with the boldness of your Holy Spirit, to live our life like it's a parade every day, to get excited, to spread the good news of Jesus Christ. And Lord Jesus, come, Lord Jesus, come and reign supreme in us and through us. Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest heaven. In Jesus' name we pray, and all God's children said, Amen. Amen.